Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
The nation's highest court will hear the legal fight over DACA.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear oral arguments on whether plans by the Trump administration to end Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Federal appeals courts around the country have rejected efforts by the federal government to move ahead with phasing out the program. Under DACA, so-called dreamers who were brought to the U.S. as children can apply to receive a renewable two-year period of deferred action from deportation and become eligible for a work permit. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The court fight over a giant cross in a public park in Florida will get a second look. The Supreme Court sending that case back to lower courts, which had ruled the cross should be removed on constitutional grounds. But after the High Court ruled last week that a different cross in Maryland could remain on public property, the justices say that Florida case meets merits further review. The estranged husband of a missing Connecticut mom won't be allowed to keep in touch with his girlfriend after her latest court appearance today.
The judge in Stamford told Michelle Traconis not to have any contact with her boyfriend, Fotis Doulos, or his attorneys. He also ruled that she can travel outside Connecticut between Sunday and July 17th, but will have GPS monitoring. She's due back in court July 18th. Traconis and Fotis Doulos have both pleaded not guilty to evidence tampering and hindering prosecution in the disappearance of Jennifer Doulos, who was last seen May 24th after dropping her kids off at school. Police say Traconis and Fotis Doulos discarded items containing Jennifer Doulos' blood. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The out-of-state travel plan that's been approved for Traconis is for just over the border to New York. On Wall Street, stocks remain higher. Right now, the Dow is up about 52 points, over 26,500. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Shouse, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Shouse with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. It is Friday, and that means we check in with my buddy Rico Aller from Carson Insulation in Mound House, and he joins us. Where are you calling us from today, Rico?
I'm on the mountain today looking off at the most beautiful, beautiful scenery you've ever seen, and the weather is just awesome. We did manual labor the last 3 or 4, I mean, really working outside the last few days, and it was like 76 degrees yesterday, and today it's maybe 68. I mean, it's just wonderful. A long sleeve shirt.
I love that. Awesome. I absolutely love that. Of course, we've got 90 plus down here. Did you get a chance to see much of the debates last night or maybe even on Wednesday?
I saw a little bit of the one last night. Actually, listened to a little bit of the one last night. And, is my prediction that Joe Biden's going down the tubes coming true or what?
Oh, like free fall. like free falling. But you know, if you remember, we talked about, I wonder what the over-under is on which candidate will be first to invoke the age card. And it was Eric Swalwell last night who did just that. Essentially saying, you know, we need new leadership and new ideas and fresh ideas. Didn't take them long to get onto this age thing, right?
No, it sure didn't. It was funny. Well, because several of the front runners are in, you know, really elderly guys, which is it's also a way to attack white men rather than doing it directly. I can't help but remember the debate between Walter Mondale and Ronald Reagan, and Mondale wanted to bring up the subject of Ronald Reagan's age, and Ronald Reagan had said that he wouldn't let Walter Mondale's youth and he wouldn't bring up Walter Mondale's youth and inexperience.
Oh my God! Yeah, remember that?
It was great. It was great. I remember watching it. I was a kid. I was like, I don't know, 22, 23 years old, and I just thought it was awesome. I was a real active debater. I competed all over the place in debate. Was pretty good at it.
I imagine the Biden people, everybody probably, has pollsters out in the field. Do you have a sense? I mean, he had like a double-digit lead over Bernie and even more over Kamala Harris. Do you have any feel at all for how this is going to play in the polls?
I think that her numbers are going to go up dramatically and pretty instantly because the fact is that nobody knows. I mean, the vast majority of Democrat voters don't know anyone in that field except they know Joe Biden and a lot of them know Bernie Sanders. So naturally, their numbers are going to be very high at the beginning, and it'll weed out as they learn what the other candidates stand for and how they perform. I think Kamala Harris is really she's on the fast track.
This is getting a little scary. That you're going to have some volatility, I think, in the Democrat Party. Who do you think will win out? And I don't mean by candidate, but will it be that a radical socialist will end up winning the day in the Democrat Party, or do you think the moderates will eventually, you know, will bring everybody back to earth?
Well, the conventional wisdom, which I don't usually pay much attention to, is that Kamala Harris is, or I think it's Kamala Harris, how they pronounce it, is more moderate than many of those, Ocasio-Cortez types, Bernie Sanders, the real outright socialists. But I don't think it's true. I think she is just as liberal as they. But I think she's going to play toward that because she has the advantage of being a woman and being black, and that's going to help her. With a large constituency, as long as she performs well. So she doesn't have to pander as much to that extreme left wing of the party, although she'll conduct herself in that way if she were ever elected.
When do we start weeding people out? When do the Marianne Williamsons end up going away?
I give it about, I'd say 6 weeks from now, you'll start seeing people falling out. You know, there's a point where you realize you're not getting traction, and all you're doing is harming yourself. It's financially burdensome from a campaign finance standpoint. It's also personally financially damaging. And a lot of them will just say, I gave it my shot. A lot of these people, I guarantee you, Kevin, have already set a date in their own minds. It's that if I haven't gained traction and reached 7% in the polls by July 30th, I'm going to quit. And they've already made their minds up. Many of them have already made that calculus because you just it's financially devastating when you're losing.
Let me just ask you. I had one pundit once tell me, and this is years and years ago, that these candidates stay in the race until they run out of money. Is that essentially what it comes down to, though?
Well, that's a big part of it. But a lot of them have already, you know, they're already maxed out, and they can see. You can look at the curve. You can see whether you're getting more money and more attention, or whether it's going downhill. And sometimes they're especially if they're young, they're in a position to say, you know what, this is just not the time. I've made a splash. I got a little bit of press, and people know who I am now. I'm going to back off, and I'm going to be gracious, and perhaps be in a position to get the vice presidential nomination or to run again in the future and do better.
I know that the charge has been made that many of these people, Julian Castro and people like that, aren't running for president. They're running for vice president, a spot in the cabinet, and that some of these folks are just in it, you know, to run for another office. Is that your sense when it comes to, like, the Julian Castros and the Beto O'Rourke and people like that?
Lots of them. And a lot of them are running for governor of their own state. And you can kind of get keyed in on what's going on when you see how they campaign. Not so much how, where they campaign, geographically, where they campaign tells you a lot. And if you look at the media market in which a person is campaigning, if it's a market that overlaps their own state or their own Senate district for which they'd like to run, that gives you a clue. And so you'll find out what their real motivation. There's a lot of people running for president right now who aren't running for president. They're in the presidential race, but they're not running for president.
Yeah. I'm curious what you think of Nevada. And I know you don't travel the state on a regular basis, but you have a lot of contacts out there all across the state. From a Democrat perspective, is this state that radicalized that somebody like a Bernie or an Elizabeth Warren, somebody way out there to the left, that they could end up winning this state?
I find that unlikely, but I can't give you the Democrat perspective because I can't for the life of me understand what goes through their heads that they could think the stupid, crazy things that they think and say. So I can't give you a perspective from their perspective, but I can tell you that I think it's highly unlikely that a person like Elizabeth Warren would win the day in the state of Nevada. I just don't see it happening. You know, Hillary Clinton won Nevada in the 2016 election. And she's a crazy, horrible, evil person, but she didn't espouse socialism in the way that it's being espoused now by candidates. So, no, I don't think she can win Nevada. I think Trump's going to win. I'll make a prediction that Trump wins Nevada and wins it substantially, 7 points or more.
And that means folks down ticket will do well as well.
Yep, I think we're going to improve our situation in the state house pretty dramatically. You know, that dadgum Sisolak now is backing out on saying he's going to remove the $20 million for charter schools for scholarships from the budget. You know, what a scumbag. It just makes me sing. And you know what else I'm mad about? I'm going to tell you what else I'm mad about, Kevin.
Go for it.
I'm mad about John Roberts. John Roberts and his decision regarding the question on the census regarding citizenship.
Now, just on form, that sounds like a reasonable question. I've been asked in employment in a whole bunch of different areas, are you a U.S. citizen? Yes. You know, it's a standard question that people ask. Why is it not appropriate on a census form?
It's perfectly appropriate, but the plan, you know, I think John Roberts is a stealth Democrat, and he has been all along. He showed us that with Obamacare, with that twisted, unbelievably contorted. He is an incredibly morally flexible man, John Roberts is. But this decision, it's designed to make it possible for blue states to get motor voter more easily. That's all it's about, and that's a Democrat move to increase the number of Democrat voters because they've lost the blue-collar vote. You know, it used to be truckers were all Democrats. 50 years ago, 40 years ago, that was a hardcore Democrat constituency. You know what now? They listen to you and, you know, on the radio. They're conservatives. And it's the Democrats have completely lost that core constituency. They have to replace it with something. There aren't enough LGBT, you know, whatever, Q, T, S's, or whatever they are. There aren't enough of them. There aren't enough hardcore haters that are just race baiters. There aren't enough people like that to make up the constituency necessary to win an election. There are, however, plenty of conservatives and people that usually vote, but sometimes don't unless they're excited. And I think they're going to be incredibly excited with Donald Trump in the next election.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do with Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mount House. We'll get to more with him, and we'll talk about the future of the Democrat Party. Talked a lot about Republicans over the last few months. We're going to talk about Democrats and what the future for them holds. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
My friend, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Booyah! It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Good to have you with us. And joining us, Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. The one question, I was watching the debate last night at our debate watch party down here, and one of the things that came into my mind is, how long is it going to take for Joe Biden to play the Obama card, to invoke the former president to at least come out and say something nice, and that, you know, Biden's not a racist. I've worked with him 8 years. There's not a racist bone in this guy's body. When he's going to have to, because right now he's trying not to do that, but he may have to if the polls show that Kamala Harris was making inroads on Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's a two-edged sword for Biden. If he associates himself too closely with Obama, that can hurt him, and if he doesn't, it can hurt him. I think that will happen. I think Obama is going to come out and make a statement like that, and I don't think it's too far off. But, you know, Obama's about Obama. It's about his legacy. And if he thinks Joe Biden is going to lose, I don't think he's going to expend any political capital to try to salvage his race.
Let me just ask you, one of the other candidates that I think really sucked last night was Mayor Pete, where he essentially, when he was asked about what he did,
you'll have to back the tape up and see what you said. I'm sorry.
I think I realized what I just said, but he was awful. He was awful.
I heard that. I didn't actually get to hear what he had to say.
No,
but
just
I heard reports about it repeatedly, how terrible he was.
Well, just to be honest with you, if you look at what he said, they asked him. They said, "Hey, you've got 6% of your cops are black, but 26% of your population is African American, and why didn't you do something about it in your two terms in office?" And to which he said, "Well, because I just couldn't. I failed." That's a horrible thing. That'll end up being on campaign advertising, yeah, for some of these other candidates. If Buttigieg, you know, goes up in the polls, they'll be replaying that thing forever and ever.
Well, it was a dumb thing to say, it sounds to me like. But also, you'd think he would already understood that, that was a vulnerability and prepared an answer for it. So it doesn't sound like his staff did the work they should have done in preparation, because you would know something like that was going to come up. Hey, can I back away from this question for a second,
yeah,
and go back to the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
One really good decision that was made that was a right decision was their refusal to hear some of the suits regarding reapportionment, and saying that that was a political issue, not an issue fit for the court to decide. And that is exactly the right position for the court to take. And in that particular case, Roberts was on the right side. And I don't think that benefits. I think in the current climate, it actually benefits Republicans. But that's not the reason I support that decision. The court should not be legislating. That is a legislative function, principally for the states individually. It's a federalist position, and I'm really pleased that was made. A time may come where it's beneficial to Democrats in Democrat states and beneficial to Republicans in Republican states. But that was a wise decision. It was a correct one.
A lot of people are questioning John Roberts. Is he a real conservative? Is he conservative at all?
I just, you know, when he came down with the Obamacare decision that was so twisted, I mean, you had to go through all kinds of mental gymnastics to find a way to
to justify that decision. It was an absolutely wrong decision. And I was so angry and just devastated by that decision. I really was. I was crushed. I was hurt because I realized my nation is going down the tubes. We're going to have socialized medicine. And it's the beginning of the end. And, you know, Donald Trump in principle turned that around. And that's one of the things I'm really, really pleased with him about. And for that reason alone, I would support the guy till I die.
Rico, always good. Is business still great in Mound House?
Business is smoking busy now. We had a real tough first quarter. It was really bad because the weather, and then April wasn't particularly good, but May turned it around, and we're been strong in June, and July is looking crazy busy, so we'll be busy now through the winter.
Hey, you got my permission to come down off the mountain. Enjoy your weekend, my friend.
I want to go to Ichabod's with you. Next time I'm in Vegas, I'm calling you.
We'll do it. We'll do it. I promise you.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks,
that's Rico Waller, the owner of Carson Insulation. Stop by. They're on the 50 Highway East in Mound House, the big blue building. You can't miss it. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up next. What did you think of the debates? Huh? Did Biden really lose it all? We'll find out. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street showing modest gains as many investors await any developments from trade talks between the U.S. and China. President Trump and China's President Xi meet this weekend on the sidelines of the G20 sessions. The top indexes are headed for weekly losses, but still solidly on track to close the month and quarter with gains. Shares of Constellation Brands up 5%. The beer, wine, and spirits producer reported quarterly earnings and sales that beat expectations. Constellation's brands include Corona and Modelo Beers. It also has a piece of Canopy Growth, the Canadian cannabis company, and Constellation CEO says he's not pleased with the results there so far. It won't have a tag made in the USA. Apple says its new Mac Pro computer will be made in China. It was the only major Apple device assembled in the U.S. The company says the new Mac Pro is designed and engineered in the U.S. and includes some U.S.-made parts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Pat O'Neill.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A man has been charged with the murder of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Lewick. There had been a person of interest, the owner of a home searched by police.
The man charged with these horrific and tragic crimes is the person of interest. Ayola Adese Achaya.
That's Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown. He says they've found her remains burned in the suspect's yard and that he is the man last seen with Mackenzie Lewick in a park in the middle of the night 11 days ago. She was 23 years old. A Georgia law banning most abortions is being challenged in federal court.
This law is blatantly unconstitutional under 50 years of Supreme Court precedent, and every federal court to have heard a challenge to such a ban has struck it down.
Sean Young's the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia. The ban would take effect next year if allowed by the courts. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he's was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. I'm ready, baby. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
I want to thank all the folks at Rhythm Kitchen. We had so much fun last night and Wednesday night. Our Democrat presidential wannabe debate watch party. It was so much fun. And last night was tons better. I mean, the crowd was huge. But it was so much fun being with you and being out there. And, gosh, we had birthday celebrations. We had all kinds of stuff going on over the last two nights. It was just a hoot. I want to remind you, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement, you name it, they got it. Call Sam for a free review of your life insurance or your retirement. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Okay, let's get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. You call us, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Normally during the show, we tell you what we're going to talk about. It's the news of the day. It's what's happening now, not what happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago. But in this final half hour, we turn the tables and we let you dictate what we talk about. In fact, let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
About a week ago, or maybe a little more, the two front runners, old white privilege, 2 foot in his mouth, Joe Biden, and old white Burn America Sanders, Burn America comes out and says, we need a political revolution. Day later, next day, couldn't wait to follow up. Mr. Gaft himself, Biden, follows up with, we need a physical revolution. Now, if I understand English correct, wouldn't it have been great if our commander-in-chief tweeted out to both of them, let's see if I can oblige you immediately. That's treasonous talk, and look at the hypocrisy of the demon rat party, Kevin.
Frank, but you know, but nobody picked up on that. Nobody picked up on that Biden thing about a physical revolution. That sounds like a coup d'état to me.
Well, it's the fake stream. It's called lying by omission, and they're leaving Project Veritas dead in the water, not talking about it. We've caught the tech companies, which Congress put a law in, but the hypocrisy of the demon rat party. Three old white lying Biden and son, why aren't they sitting in jail now? I got news for you're not an American if you think you have a right to be a communist. Pinko Stinko, flaming commie, Burn America Sanders, and Pocahontas, my mommy told me I was Cherokee, and so I forged and put that on my application. What, would she have even qualified for Harvard without affirmative action? You have a hell of a week, Mr. Wall.
You too, sir. Boy, was he fired up today. Was he fired up? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Alex?
I want to talk about the debates and this thing about giving health care to all the illegals. As a Hispanic and a former Democrat, I think it's disgusting. You Democrats that are listening to the radio have got to understand that my family did not bring me here, including themselves, to turn this into a third-world country, and we know very well that's the direction we're headed with leftist people like those people that were debating last night. And the other thing is, I personally know a few Hispanics that were watching those debates that were not very happy when they were spoken to in Spanish, because they also believe that that's just a little message to the Hispanic, like, oh, vote for me because I can speak Spanish, and that's demeaning. That's insulting. Instead of being based on foundation of good principles and good capitalist system, we already have a socialist country anyway. And not that that's bad, but look, if you lose your job and you can go to unemployment, and if that's not enough, you can go on welfare, which is good in my opinion, but only if it's temporary. That's all that should happen. We shouldn't become like Venezuela or some of these other countries where the tax rates are high. And the last thing is, I really hope that Donald Trump really wins this election by a lot, because what we heard last night, I've spoken to a lot of people, and they are not happy what they heard. This is way to the left. Thank you.
I appreciate the call, Alex. Appreciate the call. I want you to hear probably the feature clip of the night. This is, they call it the money shot. This is the money shot. This is what may have launched Kamala Harris to the front of the pack. Again, I haven't seen any polling yet, and I imagine it'll be a day or two before we see any polling that's currently out in the field now. But let's go to cut two. This is Kamala Harris. And she really took the civil rights attack to the front runner. She could have chosen anybody, but she chose Joe Biden to go after. Go after the big dog. This was Kamala Harris last night going after Joe Biden in Miami, Florida.
I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
So I will tell you that on this subject, it cannot be an intellectual debate among Democrats. We have to take it seriously. We have to act swiftly. As Attorney General of California, I was very proud to put in place a requirement that all my special agents would wear body cameras and keep those cameras on.
Senator Harris, thank you. Vice President Biden, you have been invoked. We are going to give you a chance to respond. Vice President Biden.
Mischaracterized my position across the board. I did not praise racists. That is not true, number one. Number two, if we want to have this campaign litigated on who supports civil rights and whether I did or not, I'm happy to do that. I was a public defender. I didn't become a prosecutor. I came out and I left a good law firm to become a public defender when in fact, my city was in flames because of the assassination of Dr. King, number one. Now, number two, as the Vice President of the United States, I work with a man who, in fact, we worked very hard to see to it we dealt with these issues in a major, major way. The fact is that in terms of busing, you would have been able to go to school the same exact way because it was a local decision made by your city council. That's fine. That's one of the things I argued for, that we should be breaking down these lines. But so the bottom line here is, look, everything I've done in my career, I ran because of civil rights. I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a failure of states to integrate
no,
public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's why we need to pass the ERA, because are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
I have supported the ERA from the very beginning when I ran for the
Vice President Biden, 30 seconds, because I want to bring other people into this.
I supported the ERA from the very beginning. I'm the guy that extended the Voting Rights Act for 25 years. We got to the place where we got 98 out of 98 votes in the United States Senate doing it. I've also argued very strongly that we, in fact, deal with the notion of denying people access to the ballot box. I agree that everybody, once they, in fact, they should. Anyway, my time's up.
I guess so. Anyway, we'll get back to your phone calls. Scott will be first out of the gate. All the rest of you behind Scott. You want to join us? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike. especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Scott is going to be first up. You want to join us, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Scott, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Well, it's been more than 55 years since I've seen a carnival sideshow act.
Until last night?
Yeah, the last two nights. Pitiful. Pathetic. And another thing, I saw these pictures of AOC down at the border standing alongside a chain-link fence with her hands in her face. Oh, boo-hoo-boo, boo, look at this concentration camp. Oh, and here she is wearing designer clothes and a Gucci watch. And then when you see what's on the other side of the chain-link fence, it's an empty parking lot. What a liar. What a fraud. And that's all these people are. These liberals are all liars and frauds, and I don't know how anyone can vote for them.
Well, they just barely got a bill passed, the $4.6 billion humanitarian aid bill. Just got passed by the Senate and the House. So it's going to the president. It'll be signed here in the next day or so. That's what's so sad about this. I mean, it's just horrible. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Okay, June 26, 2019.
Whoops, I didn't do it. Sorry about that. We'll get Paul rescreened. Get him up and running. I want to bring you. Do you remember how I talked about how the the first person, the first candidate, the first Democrat presidential wannabe that would end up invoking the race card? It turned out it was Eric Swalwell. This is cut six. And Eric Swalwell is a congressman. This is cut six. And we were asking who would play the race card first. And it turns out it was Eric Swalwell. Listen to this, cut six last night in Miami.
I was 6 years old when a presidential candidate came to the California Democratic Convention and said, it's time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans. That candidate was then Senator Joe Biden. Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago. He's still right today. If we're going to solve the issues of automation, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issues of climate chaos, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issue of student loan debt, pass the torch. If we're going to end gun violence for families who are fearful of sending their kids to school, pass the torch.
Vice President, would you like to sing a torch
song? I would. I'm still holding on to that torch. I want to make it clear to you. Look, the fact of the matter is what we have to do is make sure that everybody is prepared better to go on to educate for an education. The fact is that that's why I propose us focusing on schools that are in distress. That's why I think we should triple the amount of money we spend for Title I schools. That's why I think we should have universal pre-K. That's why I think every single person who graduates from high school, 65 out of 100 now, need something beyond high school. And we should provide for them to be able to get that education. That's why there should be free community college, cutting in half the cost of college. That's why we should be in a position where we do not have anyone have to pay back a student debt when they get out. They're making less than $25,000 a year. Their debt is frozen, no interest payment until they get beyond that. We can't put people in a position where they aren't able to go on and move on. And so, folks, there's a lot we can do, but we have to make continuing education available for everyone so that everyone can compete in the 21st century. We're not doing that now.
As the youngest guy on the stage, I feel like I probably ought to contribute to the generation.
As part of Joe's generation, let me respond.
Before we move
the
on
issue,
from,
if I may say, is not generational.
Let's, please, please. Yeah.
The
Senator
issue
Sanders,
is not
let,
generational.
We
the issue is who has the guts to take on Wall Street, to take on the fossil fuel industry, to take on the big money interests who have unbelievable influence over the economic and political life of this country.
These issues have been better.
Senator Harris, I'm so sorry. We will let all of you speak. Senator Harris.
For 30 years, we will let you all speak.
You can't afford to wait for evolution on these issues.
Hey, guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight. They want to know how we're going to put food on their table.
I thought that was cute. I thought that was sufficiently cute. Tell you what, let's do. I think we got Paul back on the line. Let's go to line two. Paul, you're up, and sorry about that. I didn't do it.
It's okay. It's all right. Real quick, June 26, 2019, Fox News. ICE is releasing the names of accused rapists and murderers being protected by sanctuary cities and states. And if you want open borders, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Francisco Carranza Ramirez was in the United States illegally. He was convicted of raping a wheelbound chair Seattle woman twice. He was sentenced to time served and released under the judge's order that he self-deport back to Mexico. Kings County Sheriff Washington officials say that he eventually did go to Mexico, but not before he raped her a third time, and then he left. So this is what you want open borders for, and this is what you want American citizens to suffer under. Well, I say build the wall, seal it out, and if they cross the wall, then you open fire. You're breaking the law, and something's got to be done, or else you live in a country where things like that happen.
Paul, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, I'm going to give you the last word. What's up, man?
All right, the last word is I keep hearing the Republicans talk about, and I'm a proud Democrat, how are we going to vote for these liars? Well, you voted for your liar in chief. Give us a chance to vote for ours. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all liars, Republicans and Democrats, at the politician level.
Who do you like? Who do you like of the 20 you've seen on the stage?
Right now, I don't like any of the 20, but whichever one winds up at the end, that's the one I'm going to vote for. I'm going to do like you guys did. You don't care if Trump was involved in sexual allegation, adultery, whatever. I'm going to vote that Democrat no matter what they come up with.
Wow. Okay. Calvin, thank you, man. Nah, that's what he says. One of the things that occurred to me, and we talked a little bit with Rico Waller about this, that eventually Joe Biden's going to have to invoke the presidential get out of jail free card. That only Barack Obama can administer. I really believe it. At some point, Joe Biden's going to come to the former president and say, President Barack, I need your help. Will you come out and tell these people that I'm not a racist and that I don't have a racist bone in my body? Yeah, I think that's – and that may come sooner rather than later. I want to thank the folks at Rhythm Kitchen last night and Wednesday night. We had so much fun. We will do it again. Literally hundreds of people showed up, and all to jeer and boo and hiss at 20 Democrat presidential wannabes. My guess is that in the coming weeks, there will be far fewer candidates. The money will run out. I really believe that. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll tee it up again on Monday. In fact, Dave Sajak will join us. He is the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. The state of the party in Clark County, 70% of the vote is right here in our county. Yeah, we'll talk about that Monday on Live and Local Now. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please? Live and Local Now. So I wish that I could stay. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.